Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How many of you stayed up till midnight last night? Not me. 10 o'clock, baby, look pretty good, huh? The young people want to get back up and ring all the bells and things like that. That's history. Today we celebrate the solemn feast of Mary, the Mother of God. I invite you at this Mass to offer a particular prayer for all the mothers of our parish community, that they may care for their children with that deep awareness that their children are as precious in God's eyes as Jesus the Savior, whom Mary was entrusted with caring as he grew up. So a special prayer for moms today as we gather at Mass. Just before Advent, I came across this rather interesting quotation. I don't know who it's from. It says, "There is a reason why the rear view mirror in the car is so small and the windshield is so big. Where you're headed is much more important than where you've been and what you've left behind." As soon as I saw that quote, I said to myself, there's a New Year's Day homily in there. Where you're headed is much more important than where you've been and what you may have left behind. I suspect that some of you, at least, if not many, like myself, look back on 2015 with rather mixed feelings. So many of our lives have been touched by personal illness, loss of a loved one, anxiety over world terrorism and political unrest, so many natural disasters and so many man-made human tragedies all about us that have really weighed heavily on a lot of people's hearts in 2015. In some ways, it wasn't that great a year, folks. But we're here. We survived to January 1st, 2016. I suggest to you that rather than looking back and today is a time for us to look forward with courage and hope, with that same confident trust in God that enabled Mary and Joseph accepting the Messiah of the world into their home as a little baby, and the responsibility they undertook to undertake raising Jesus till his adulthood, courage and hope. It's time for us to let go of all the hurts and resentments and regrets and disappointments, all the struggles and conflicts that marked last year. That's where we've been. But it's not as important as where we're headed. The newness of the year, and the example of Mary and Joseph's willingness to change their lives for the future in response to God's call, gives us occasion to move forward through 2016 with hope, with courage, and with trust. So when you leave church and get back in your car, check it out. There really is a reason why the rear view mirror is small and the windshield is so big. Wherever you've been in 2015, what's most important in God's eyes is where you're headed in 2016.